West Georgia's first news on this Monday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. University of West Georgia Interim President Dr. Ashwani Manga over the weekend celebrating the graduating scholars' contributions to UWG's success, noting record-breaking enrollment numbers of nearly 14,400 students and more than 1,100 degree conferrals.
Congratulations on reaching this momentous milestone. Today, you stand at the threshold of new opportunities, having earned your degree through dedication, hard work, and resilience. You're part of an exceptional group of graduates who have not only achieved personal success, but also contributed to breaking an enrollment record. This year, UWG reached its highest total enrollment, nearly 14,400 students.
Among the graduates over the weekend were a father and daughter who crossed the stage together Saturday morning, earning their degrees side by side. Greg Camp was a student athlete at UWG in 2002. When his daughter Addison was born, he left school a few credits shy. At the beginning of Addison's senior year at UWG, Greg promised his daughter he would get the final credits he needed and graduate with her. He kept his promise. The Community Foundation of West Georgia is seeing an uptick in donations as West Georgia residents look to give for the holiday and benefit from the tax write-offs for 2025.
We will take any appreciated asset. The one thing we've done a lot of lately has been working with donors who've got stock that's greatly appreciated. The great thing is they're going to get to do a lot of good with that. Obviously, we take cash, we take checks, but basically, you know, the donors, you know, they put those assets into the foundation in a fund, and then we invest those funds fairly conservatively. And so then they get tax-free. That's tax-free earnings that they have to give away. As long as they get it to us by 12/31 or postmarked by 12/31, then yeah, they get the tax implications for tax break for this year.
Community Foundation of West Georgia President Kim Jones was a recent guest on the WLBB Community Voice program.
The other thing we're seeing a lot of is once folks get to be 72 and a half, they have to do the required minimum distributions out of their IRAs. For some people, they've done very well, and so they don't necessarily need that money at this point in their life. And so the government will allow them to donate that to a charity so it never shows up on their quote-unquote personal balance sheet. It goes straight to a charity, or they can have it at a fund at the Community Foundation, and then that gives them money, you know, for the next 12, 18 months.
And that Community Voice program on holiday giving is now archived online at newstalk1330.com. And the Bowden Red Devils football team going for its third consecutive state championship under Rich Fenley on Monday. It's Bowden and Brooks County from Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta. Hear that game live on KISS 102.7 and B92 Country. The Carrollton Trojans play Grayson this Wednesday evening for the state's Class 6A championship. I'm Colin Worthington.